sipping on Kool-Aid. All right, this is Natasha, aka Natty Willy, and I'm here at AwesomeCon DC with Ari.
Yay!
H. Bishop.
Yay! And also Cyclops.
And also Cyclops.
And some days I'm a Sith. And some other days I just don't know what I am. I just show up. It just happens.
So, did you go last year?
To AwesomeCon?
Yeah.
Yes, I was here last year at AwesomeCon. And I'm still totally blown by the fact that the area that they're selling the tickets in was AwesomeCon last year. And I'm still looking at that space and said, that little tiny space was AwesomeCon, are you serious? And to go from that to the huge space that it's in this year, all it took was 1 year for them to blow up. And it's incredible.
Yeah, Kickstarter helped a lot with that, I would think.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, I know a lot of people that had some reservations about doing a Kickstarter for a convention. Like, well, why does a convention need a Kickstarter? But if anybody that had any reservations about it came down to see what that money went to, then that was money to me well spent.
Definitely. So today you dressed up as Cyclops. Mm-hmm. What are you going to dress as tomorrow?
I will be Bishop tomorrow.
And Sunday as well?
Sunday, probably not. Actually, Sunday, I'll probably come down incognito, just dress as myself, because Sundays, for me, tend to be more like cleanup day when I want to come down and get, like, those last-minute deals or see something that I really want to get. And to be truthful, anybody that's ever cosplayed, especially if you have a really good cosplay, then you already know when you go to a convention, you don't get to move around a lot. You'll get stopped like right in the middle of something, and I mean honestly, you could be in the middle of talking to someone and someone wants to take your picture, or you could be walking along and one person wants to take your picture, and before they're done, 20 people have shown up.
Yeah, so who are you here to see this weekend?
Any and everybody I can see. Actually, what was pretty good about today was I had some comics I wanted to get signed. Mm-hmm. And because of how calm everything is right now, I managed to get all my comic books signed. I got my books by Timothy Zahn signed, and I got two sketches, and I actually got a signed action figure from Ernie Hudson. Mm-hmm. My bag will be very light tomorrow, so
tomorrow.
I can more or less walk the floor. I can see what's going on, take my pictures, probably get a few signatures here and there. Now, the only thing I want to really get done tomorrow is I want to do the photo ops with Danae Gurira and mm-hmm. Billy Piper, which
yes.
I know that's going to
be
nuts.
Oh, that is going to be madhouse. I'm going to go for Billy Piper, get it over with.
Yeah.
Cause so I can kind of relax Sunday, focus on panels.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a madhouse tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so you have a podcast.
Yes.
And you mostly discuss comics, but you also discuss TV shows and gaming.
Mm-hmm. The name of the podcast is The Next Issue Podcast. You can find us on Facebook if you just do a search for The Next Issue Podcast. We're also on Twitter at The Next Issue. We're also on The Fanboy. Oh, God, I can't remember the guy's name right now. That's so embarrassing. But any place you need to find us, you can find us. I've actually been doing this podcast going on 6 years this year, believe it or not.
Now, you and your wife cosplay.
Yes.
And you and your wife makes the costumes of the family?
Some of the costumes she's made for both of us. Some of stuff she's done on her own. And, the two iterations that we're doing right now, my Bishop and my Cyclops and her Aveline cosplay, she made everything.
All right. So, who gets to decide, like, do you guys kind of coordinate who you dress up as at conventions?
We do, because we don't necessarily couple cosplay like some people do, where mm-hmm. you have your cosplay has to coordinate with each other. It's just like, hey, I'm doing this. What are you doing? And if it just happens that particular show that we coordinate, like actually last year, we actually did do Jean Grey and Cyclops. Matter when you met us, that's what we were doing.
Okay.
But when we went to New York, I did Bishop, she did Aveline. And
nice.
Both were a big hit with a lot of people. And I have to say this, you know, when I speak to a lot of people that cosplay or want to cosplay, there have been different issues about whether or not should I buy my costume, should I get someone mm-hmm. to make my costume.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to tell people, just go as you feel. Just do what you want to do, go as you feel, because you're the one that's got to pay for it. You're the mm-hmm. one that has to wear it. And, mm-hmm. You know, people will either like or not like your costume. In my opinion only, they'll either like or not like your cosplay based on how you pull it off. Because,
right.
To be frank, one of the things I've never really liked about seeing some people in cosplay is people that really just do it solely for the attention, but really don't have any idea about the character that they're doing.
Right, right.
So that's always been a big concern. So I feel like this, if you're going to go out there and you're going to be the 1001st Poison Ivy, at least know who Poison Ivy is. At least know some of her back history. Don't just dress up in it because, oh, I got the shape and I can do it. But you don't have any idea of the character.
Right.
Because I honestly think part of cosplaying is being in character.
Right, because you love the character and you want to dress up as that character.
Right. Right, and it's not just for the sake of just being whatever.
So, of the comic artists that are here today, who were you trying to see and get, you know?
I was hoping to see George Perez today, but he's not here yet, but he's supposed to be here tomorrow, so I'll probably catch him on tomorrow. But for the stuff that I needed to get signed, Joe Rubenstein, who has done a crap ton of work over the years, he was here. I caught him early. Matter of fact, I caught him almost like right when he finished setting up, so I got all my stuff signed by him. I even did a quick interview with him, which if any of you out there listening want to catch our next show, he'll be one of the people in our interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty fun talking to him. But actually getting back to podcasting a bit, it's something I tell people, if you want to do podcasts, because I've had a lot of people ask me, well, how do you do it and how do you get into it? You have to have a passion for it. You have to have a like of doing it, because to be quite frank, I'm actually surprised that I made it this long. I haven't quite lost my mind yet. And I think a part of it has to do with the fact that the podcast, to me, has kind of evolved, broken down, and been rebuilt
mm-hmm.
over the years. And within the past couple of months, I had to find a way to make it fun again.
Right.
You know, because I had a time when some of the people that I was doing the show with, we had differing views on how we saw the show. And you know, we all split apart. And I think it was for the good, because I had to think about, okay, what do I really want to do? What do I really want to get out of this show? Because it had gone too far in one direction. It wasn't the direction that I wanted to see the podcast going to. So I said, you know what? I'm going back to basics. I'm going back to my roots of why I wanted to do this, to make it fun. Not to mention along the way, I found several fun people to bring along with. As a matter of fact, while I kind of want to shout out to Elle, to Eldon, Armand, and Peter for supporting me and being on the show, because they make it fun. And I feel like this, anybody that you're doing anything with, as long as they bring some energy and fun to it, that's what makes it all the more enjoyable to do whatever it is that you're doing, especially in this industry, because honestly, we don't get paid for this.
No. Anybody that, you know, does YouTube channels and, you know, just getting started out on it, a lot of that, we pay ourselves.
Yeah. And I actually like it this way. And people are like, oh, you're crazy, you're leaving money on the table, you could get sponsorship, you can do this, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah. And all that still comes along with the responsibility. Once you start taking other people's money, they're going to want certain things from you.
Right.
Because I look at it like this, the podcast that we do it weekly.
Mm-hmm.
We do it ourselves, we edit it ourselves, and we post it when we can. And honestly, the only thing we're really paying for is the bandwidth. But I look at it like this, when you have like official podcasts out there, you have to talk about what is given to you. You have to do it in the time limit that you're given.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either say or not say whatever the bottom line is.
Right.
So I feel like when you're independent, you're doing it on your own, or if you got like-minded people that don't mind financing you, that keep in mind that this is my show. If I'm sitting up here reading XYZ book,
mm-hmm.
and I say, okay, this book is crap, I can get away with saying this book is crap and not have to worry next week, shit, am I going to have a podcast? Because I said this book is crap. Like,
right.
We were talking earlier.
Yeah. Let's talk about, was it Saga?
Yeah.
Yeah, the comic saga. Apparently, you're not feeling it.
I'm not. You know what? Here's the thing. Now, let me make myself clear. I'm going on the record because you want me to go on the record with this.
Yes, let's go on the record.
I'm not saying that saga is crap. I'm not. And I want to differentiate. There's a difference between comics that are just pure drivel, and I can't understand why they're out there, to mm-hmm. comics that are good, but it's just not for me.
Right.
Saga's one of those books. A lot of people are like, well, it's great. It's the best thing since sliced bread. I don't see it. Well, I see it, but it doesn't fit me.
Right.
But, you know, if that's your cup of tea, then fine. But, you know, when I look at books like Rat Queens and Sex Criminals and The Pretty Deadlies, that's right up my alley. I can get on some of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Harry, for joining me. We met actually last year at Baltimore Comic Con, and we've just been talking ever since. And it's just nice to talk to fellow nerds. So yeah. Thank you.
No problem. You know what? And before you close, let me say this. Anybody that wants to go to a con,
yes,
know the difference between the kinds of cons that you go to.
Exactly.
You got Baltimore Comic Con, which is strictly and has been mostly about the comics for comic book people.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Wizard World and Awesome Con, which is a mix of both, but it's more about pop culture.
Right.
And then you got Katsu Con, which is more about anime. And I mean, if your fingers touch a little bit of everything, that's fine, but you know, when I hear people knocking certain shows because they're about certain things, like, well, if you've never been,
nope,
you need to go
at least try it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like one day.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, they want to go to San Diego and they want to go to New York because they're the end all be all to comic cons, but
no.
Sometimes you're missing out with the smaller and the medium sized
exactly, because I do enjoy myself at Baltimore. I mean, even though I'm trying to get back into comics, that doesn't mean I enjoy myself less for going.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you got to do. Try it, because you never know what you might like.
Exactly. So
I'll let you wrap up
there.
Well.
And Natty Willie out.